Would I have married Jacob if I had known he was under a death sentence for committing fraud twice? Probably. He was very handsome and clever. Would I have married Jacob if I had known what would happen with our children? Probably. Actually, yes. Would I have married Jacob if I had known that he had favorite family members? Again, probably. I was one of those favorites. My name is Rachel, and I was almost Jacob's first wife.
Like his father, Jacob is a second son. Jacob steals the birthright and the blessing of his older brother. It is a distasteful beginning for the man who will father the 12 tribes of Israel.
Here's the story of how we met, Jacob and I. It was a day like all the others. I was a shepherdess tending my father's sheep. I arrived at the community well, and just like always, I would have to wait a long time before it was my turn to water my sheep. I knew this. There was a stone rolled over the mouth of the well, and the other shepherds wouldn't move it until they had watered their own sheep. I would have to wait. I always did. However, this handsome stranger waved me over, rolled the stone away, and watered my sheep. He told me the other shepherds had told him who I was. Then he revealed that he was my cousin, Jacob. His mother was the sister of my father, Laban. He could not have been more unexpected if he'd arrived from the moon. We cried and laughed and kissed, and I ran home to tell my father. My father rushed out to meet Jacob and brought him to our house. Jacob told us about Abraham, Isaac, Rebecca. He brought us up to date on the family. Though that's not exactly true. He brought us up to date on the things he wanted us to know. He did not reveal the turmoil in his family caused by his father having a favorite son, Esau, and his mother having a favorite son, Jacob. He did not reveal that he had fraudulently taken Esau's birthright and blessing. He did not reveal that upon the death of their father, Esau had threatened to kill him. We were left with the impression that he'd come to find a wife from the distant family just as his father had found a wife from the distant family. None of this was lost on Laban, who remembered the expensive gifts he'd been given when he gave away his sister, Rebecca. None of this was lost on me and my older sister, either. We were the only two daughters of Laban, and knew we were prime candidates to marry Jacob. I felt pretty good about my chances, because, frankly, I was pretty, and my sister Leah? Well, she was sweet, but she had, eyes. Weak eyes. Sure enough, Jacob fell for me. He didn't have enough money for my dowry, so he offered to work for Laban for 7 years, for free, if Laban would give me as his wife. I was thrilled to hear that they had made that deal. The 7 years flew by because of our love for one another. At the end of that time, Laban gave a feast for all of the people. He proudly brought his veiled daughter to Jacob's tent to consummate the marriage. I was a wreck. My father, my smarmy father, had tricked Jacob. He forcefully kept me away and took my sister to Jacob's tent instead. When morning broke, it was obvious. Jacob had married my sister. He was furious. He objected. My father's reply was that it was their custom to marry the oldest daughter first. Jacob could have me if he worked another 7 years, for free. The cheater had been cheated. Jacob. My father had cheated Jacob as much as Jacob had cheated Esau, his brother. Jacob agreed to the deal, so my father married me to Jacob too. Jacob now had 4 women in his life. Leah and her servant Zilpah, and me and my servant Bilhah. Clearly his love for me was much greater than my sister Leah. Leah the loser. Leah the lesser. Do I sound bitter? Just wait. It gets worse. In ways that would change the world. The Lord saw that my sister Leah was not loved. He enabled her to conceive first, and second, and third, and fourth. Each time she hoped that Jacob would love her more than me, but he didn't. Reuben, Simeon, Levi, Judah, these were Jacob's first 4 sons. She stopped conceiving, but I didn't start. Jacob did not give me children. I was enraged. I gave him my servant, Bilhah, as a surrogate. Bilhah got pregnant and had his next 2 sons, Dan and Naphtali. The battle was on. Leah gave Jacob her servant, Zilpah, as a surrogate. She had Jacob's next 2 sons, Gad and Asher. Surprisingly, Leah had 2 more sons, Issachar and Zebulun. She hoped beyond hope that her 6 sons would make Jacob love her more than me, but that did not happen. Nothing changed when she had a daughter either, Dinah. 10 sons and 1 daughter, none from me. Then God graciously listened to my prayers. Me, Jacob's favorite, finally got pregnant. I had a son, named him Joseph. Jacob now had 11 sons and 1 daughter. Through a series of conniving back and forth, both Laban and Jacob became rich. But as things often go, Laban was angry that Jacob got rich. It was clear that it was time for us to separate. We basically packed up and left in the dark so Laban would not stop us. All would have been well, probably, except that I slipped into my father's house and stole his household gods. 3 days later, my father learned we had left. He and the other relatives chased us for 7 days before catching us. Before he could do anything, God warned him in a dream not to say anything, good or bad, to Jacob. My father did confront Jacob, accused him of being ungrateful and leaving without giving him an opportunity to say goodbye. Worse, he accused Jacob of stealing his household gods. Jacob had no clue what he was talking about. He agreed that anyone who had stolen the gods could be put to death. He did not know that I had stolen them. Fortunately, I was able to keep them concealed. Eventually, Jacob and my father agreed on a treaty of peace between them, and we parted ways. I couldn't wait to get to Jacob's home and meet his parents. But first, more adventures. we had to go near Edom, the country of Jacob's estranged brother Esau. Jacob sent an offer of peace by messenger, hoping we could just pass through the country. The answer? Esau is headed your way with 400 men. I thought that was good news. But Jacob had to finally confess to all of us how he had stolen Esau's birthright and blessing. We knew our lives were in danger. Grave danger. Especially Jacob's. We all prayed like crazy. Jacob split us into two groups, hoping that perhaps one would survive. Jacob sent a huge number of animal gifts toward Esau, hoping to blunt his anger. He sent them separately, hoping to slow his speed and wrath. We looked up. Dust clouds of riders appeared in the distance. Jacob split us up into further groups for safety. He kept me and my son at the rear. Favoritism once again. Esau dismounted and, shock of all shocks, embraced Jacob. They wept. Esau took all of the gifts and went back to Edom. Jacob escaped unscathed. After all of the damage he had done to his brother, at least he escaped at this point in time. The long-term effects would be disastrous between the nations spawned by Jacob and Esau, the Israelites and the Edomites. Jacob and Esau were together at the death of their father. Isaac died at 180 and was buried by his two sons. What happened to me? Thank the Lord, I got pregnant again. Unfortunately, I had great difficulty with the delivery. The midwife told me that I had another son, but that was not enough to pull me through. As soon as he was born, I died. His father named him Benjamin. With his birth, Jacob had 12 sons. There is so much more to tell you about Jacob, but that will have to wait. However, I do want to leave you with one consideration. Advice from someone who was a favorite. Abraham and Sarah favored Isaac over Ishmael. Their descendants became bitter enemies. Isaac learned to have favorites from his father and mother. Isaac favored Esau, while his wife favored Jacob. Those brothers became bitter enemies, as did their descendants. Jacob learned to have favorites from his father and mother. Jacob had me as his favorite wife and favored my children over his other children. Jacob's favoritism set off a chain of world-changing events. In the end, it all worked out. God used whomever he chose. But be aware, there are possible destructive consequences of family relations when parents have favorites among their children. Be careful having favorites.